from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting a U.S. warning to Russia about Syrian airstrikes. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria and accuse Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of whom are allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways they can avoid firing on each other as both wage air campaigns in Syria. Russia began bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria Wednesday, saying it wants to support the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. A gunman killed at least seven people and wounded more than 20 Thursday at a small community college in the Pacific Northwest city of Roseburg, Oregon. The 20-year-old gunman was killed exchanging gunfire with police. He opened fire in one of the classrooms at Umpqua Community College before police immediately responded. Authorities believe the gunman was familiar with the college and the building. Investigators believe this was a case of domestic terrorism with no ties to any international group. A grim President Obama appeared on television just a few hours after the shootings to remind the nation the majority of Americans, including law-abiding gun owners, want tougher laws. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrendered to the country's transitional government. General Gilbert Diendéré turned himself in Thursday after negotiations with officials in the capital, Ouagadougou. VOA's French to Africa service reports that Diendéré received assurances that he would not be killed, and he and other soldiers who took part in the coup earlier in September will receive a fair trial. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the UN General Assembly Thursday, telling those nations who had spoken out in favor of the Iran nuclear deal, "Check your enthusiasm at the door." The Israeli leader said that, and by giving Iran billions of dollars in sanctions relief, the deal makes war more likely.
70 years after the murder of 6 million Jews, Iran's rulers promised to destroy my country, murder my people, and the response from this body, the response from nearly every one of the governments represented here, has been absolutely nothing. Utter silence. Deafening silence.
Prime Minister Netanyahu also condemned Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's speech Wednesday as rejectionism of the peace process. Israeli authorities say an Israeli mother and father were shot dead Thursday in an attack on their vehicle by suspected Palestinian militants in the northern West Bank. The couple from the Jewish settlement of Neria leaves behind six orphan children. Four of the children, aged 4 months, 4, 7, and 9, were in the vehicle at the time of the attack and were slightly injured. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says security forces have retaken the northern city of Kunduz from Taliban insurgents after heavy fighting that involved American troops. Mr. Ghani says Afghan security forces did not suffer any casualties but inflicted a heavy toll on Taliban fighters. A new explosion rocked a residential building in southern China Thursday, a day after 17 mail bomb explosions killed at least 7 people and wounded 52 others. No one was injured in the latest blast, which damaged a 6-story building in Lucheng, Guangxi province near the Vietnamese border. The foundations of the European Union have been rocked this year by the political chaos sparked by Greece's economic woes and the influx of hundreds of thousands of migrants and refugees. Some analysts are saying the European Union itself now faces an existential threat. Henry Ridgewell reports.
30 years ago, 5 EU states signed the Schengen Agreement that created a passport-free travel zone, which has since expanded across 26 European states. But that core EU principle of freedom of movement is being tested as several countries reintroduce border checks to counter the migrant surge. Hungary has built razor wire fences along its southern borders. On the horizon lie yet more threats. Britain will hold a vote on leaving the EU before 2018, with recent opinion polls favouring an exit. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
And I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.